Big Bang's victory against materialism. The Big Bang demonstrated clearly to the scientific world that the universe was created by God out of nothingness. Still, this didn't stop some materialists from blindly rejecting the Big Bang. Arthur Eddington, a leading materialist physicist, explained the reason for this resistance is as follows. Philosophically, the notion of an abrupt beginning to the present order of nature is repugnant to me. Surely, this statement of Eddington's was due to a blind adherence to his ideological prejudices. What a scientist should do, however, is to evaluate the data revealed by science in an objective manner and accept the result no matter what. Famous British astronomer Sir Fred Hoyle was also very much disturbed by the Big Bang theory. In the middle of the century, Hoyle came up with his own countering idea, the steady-state theory. This theory was not so different from the static universe theory that had enjoyed wide currency in the 19th century. The steady-state theory, just like 19th century materialism, maintained the false claim that the universe had always existed and possessed infinite size. The theory's real aim was to support materialist philosophy, and it was just the opposite of the Big Bang theory, which scientifically explains the creation of the universe. Defenders of the steady-state theory resisted the wave of the Big Bang for quite some time, but science was progressing and moving against them. In 1948, American physics professor George Gamow made an important discovery about the Big Bang. According to Gamow's calculations, there should be a certain amount of radiation present in the universe, a remnant of the huge explosion. This radiation should be spread evenly throughout the entire cosmos. The evidence needed to verify his calculations was long in coming. In 1965, researchers Arno Pizias and Robert Wilson jointly discovered this radiation. This radiation, which they call the cosmic background radiation, was spread equally wherever they looked in the universe. It was soon realized that this radiation is the relic of the Big Bang, still reverberating since the first moments of that great explosion. Penzias and Wilson share the Nobel Prize for this seminal discovery. Arno Penzias had this to say about this extraordinary event. Astronomy leads us to a unique event, a universe which was created out of nothing.
In 1989, NASA launched a satellite into space to study the cosmic background radiation phenomena. The sensitive sensors on board the satellite, called COBE, confirmed Penzias and Wilson's calculations in just 8 minutes. COBE captured evidentiary remnants of the Big Bang from which the universe sprang.
This revelation, which was hailed as a discovery of the century, constituted direct evidence of the Big Bang. This proof of the Big Bang was proclaimed loudly by worldwide media.
We can all understand what one scientist today called the discovery of the century, if not of all time. Those were the words of British physicist Stephen Hawking.
Astronomes du monde entier, c'est surtout la confirmation de la théorie du Big Bang, quelques poussières d'étoiles pour une brève histoire.
On close up this morning, a look at the handwriting of God. That's what scientists are calling the latest data they're getting from outer space. Astrophysics.
F-
further confirmation of the data obtained by Kobe came from subsequent studies.
One such study was the data received in 2000 from observation balloon known as Boomerang, launched in 1998. Equipped with state-of-the-art technology, telescopes, and traveling 120,000 feet above the Antarctic, the balloon made it possible to obtain detailed and explicit data regarding cosmic background radiation. One of the scientists who analyzed the data, Michael Turner of the University of Chicago, said that the data obtained from Boomerang confirmed the Big Bang as follows. The Big Bang framework and Einstein's general relativity have passed a major new test. The WMAP satellite launched into space in 2001 sent back data in 2003, revealing significant details matching with the data obtained from the Boomerang balloon. Besides evidence like the expansion of the universe and the cosmic background radiation, another important sign was the amount of hydrogen and helium gas present in space. Scientific observations showed that the ratio of hydrogen to helium in the universe was exactly the same as the calculations predicted would have remained since the Big Bang. High levels of hydrogen in the stars still burning in the universe constituted still more evidence for the Big Bang. Because if the universe had no beginning and had existed eternally as the materialists claimed, the hydrogen would by now have turned to helium. All this clear evidence led to the recognition of the Big Bang theory throughout the scientific community. In this way, science discovered the fact that the universe had been created. Dennis Sayama, who defended the steady-state theory along with Fred Hoyle for many years, told about how he felt about the evidence for the Big Bang in the following lines. I was a supporter of the steady-state theory, not in the sense that I believed that it had to be true, but in that I found it so attractive, I wanted it to be true. But as hostile observational evidence piled up, it became more and more evident that the game was up and that one had to abandon the steady state theory. The scientific victory of the Big Bang, the dogmatic concept of matter, which has existed for all eternity, went into the dustbins of history. Science discovered that matter had a beginning and that it had been created by God out of nothingness. This proves the existence of a creator, a truth which was denied by the materialists. Upon facing this unambiguous fact, famous philosopher Antony Flew was driven to make this confession. Notoriously, confession is good for the soul. I will therefore begin by confessing that the atheist has to be embarrassed by the contemporary cosmological consensus. For it seems that the cosmologists are providing a scientific proof that the universe had a beginning. Big Bang proved that not only did matter have a beginning, but so too did time. Time was also created with the Big Bang, because time is a concept that depends on matter, and one can't talk of time without matter. This fact also showed scientists that the matter and time have been created by God, who is not bound by these notions and rules over all things. American astrophysicist Hugh Ross, the author of The Creator and the Cosmos, wrote, "If time's beginning is concurrent with the beginning of the universe, then the cause of the universe must be some entity operating in a time dimension completely independent of and pre-existent to the time dimension of the cosmos. It tells us that the Creator is transcendent, operating beyond the dimensional limits of the universe." Many scientists who studied the scientific evidence without prejudice accepted the existence of all-powerful God. So how did the scientists discover the fine balance in the universe? How was the miraculous balance in the universe actually formed?